Live and Know.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie's going off, the greatest of all time. I beat the shit out of that Samoan fighter, heavyweight, 188 now. What more do you haters want? You people got exposed. Listen, I don't even want to mention these clowns. This is a boxing radio, strictly a boxing radio, real boxing. You know, it's like, every time I knock somebody out, motherfucker's like, oh, man, but when are we going to see you, like, boxing, you know, land some pot shots? And, hey, you saw it 4 days ago. That's it. Eat that humble pie, box rack. I'm sorry to interrupt your dinner, but keep eating that humble pie, motherfuckers. Stuff yourself with that shit, motherfuckers. You son of bitches can't say shit. Fucking exposed you, motherfuckers. And when I was in the pocket with the 180 no Samoan, he got a taste of Charlie Z power and speed. Even though I didn't hit him full out, then we started exchanging in the end. And that was the end of the fight. We agreed to go one round. That guy would murder Deontay Wilder. He would just counter Wilder. He would wait till Wilder tires out. Wilder would come out with his sloppy windmills. And Wilder's so fucking sloppy. As soon as he would, you could see his punch coming from 10 miles away. As soon as he would throw, that motherfucker would counter him. And Wilder has a glass chin, dude. That guy, that 180 guy that I beat, that guy would knock Deontay Wilder out. Like I said, when you beat a fighter, I beat Deontay Wilder, I crushed him in the ring. And then there's controversy. The second fight, I didn't look as good. That was a long time ago. Not in my prime. Still, when there's controversy and there's, you know, some talks of a third fight, you know, what do? You beat a better fighter. That's what you do. I got it all. I got a gorgeous girlfriend. Super sexy. Going to Europe. That's the main reason I'm going to Europe. But you guys heard of the saying, kill two birds with one stone. I'm going to win fights there too. She's the main reason. Come on. It's my girlfriend. We talk every day. We're used to each other. Obviously, I'm going there for her. But in the meantime, you know, I'm going to get to 200 and out there. I have been boxing for 19 months straight. I deserve a month or two off. Well, I mean, like I said, it's I don't have a choice. It took me 9 hours to get this fight, man. 9 hours. Yeah, like, what the fuck? Oh, listen, such a great victory against a great opponent. If I go to the gym in a week and I don't, chances are everybody's going to bitch out because they all know who I am and they all know they're going to get their fucking ass beat because in L.A. I beat everyone's ass. You know, then I'm going to go back home and be like, yeah, I'll still be undefeated. I'll be 185-0, but then I'll be like, ah, fuck. Look, I hate it when I go to the gym and everybody backs out. I hate it. Therefore, marvel around this victory. Celebrate it. I Saturday, Sunday, baby. What do you think I did, man? Talk to my girl. Homies calling, coming through. Celebration is going to keep going, man. It's vacation time. I busted everybody's jaw, everybody's face. It's time to enjoy it. You know what I mean? Because if you fight every week, every month, you don't get to enjoy it. It's time for to enjoy it, man. 8 wins already. And we're in March. About to be in April, but I already scored 8 wins. That's more than any paid professional actor on HBO and Showtime and all that bullshit. Yeah, we might have a caller calling in. Talking about my last one. Like, look, oh, by the way, ubfproboxing.webs.com. Everybody go on the site. Phenomenal website. Much better than that box record shit, obviously, and much better than those fake New York motherfuckers. That site that they made where they put me number two and Wilder number one, yeah, right. Wilder's not even in the top five, man. He's not even in the top five, motherfucker. Sambo Russian would beat his ass. Ninjutsu guy would beat his ass. Anthony Thompson would fucking destroy him. The 180 Samoan, that guy would literally send Wilder to the hospital. I outboxed him. Listen, no more talk of Deontay Wilder. The only talk I want to hear about Deontay Wilder is when I knocked him out in the ring. That's it. That's the only talk I want to hear about Wilder. Nothing else. This guy does not want to rematch me. He felt the power. He's a fucking clown. Hey, listen, I'm fighting people that are 4 wins shy of me, okay? Now that is called testing yourself. Wilder, Mayweather Jr., they're all the same. They're clowns. They fight bums. What the fuck is a Dustin Nichols, a Gerald Washington? What is that crap? You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers are so badass. Let them go into the underground. Yeah, Wilder fought Charlie Z 3 years before Charlie Z's prime, and Wilder lost. But once I hit him, this is it. He already knew that. Now he wouldn't dare. DeJuan Wilder, these pussies, I would murder them now. Do you understand? I beat them when I wasn't nearly as good as I am now. Can you imagine what I would do to them now? Think about it. It's like if you beat somebody 3 years before your prime, and then if you rematch them when you're in your prime. These guys don't fight anymore. I don't know what they do. DeJuan doesn't post anything. No fights for like 3 years. Wilder barely fights once, twice a year. He's a little, you know, boxer garbage. I'd kill the guy. Yeah, the last one, that was the second best one of my career after the Kung Fu Champion. We got a caller with the GOAT. Pound for pound, number one, Charlie Z. What's up?
Charlie Z.
Rufus, how you doing, man? It's Ohio.
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, champ?
What's up, man? You know I'm rooting for Cleveland, man. I hope they win tonight, man.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You know, they've been in a slump. I'm good, man. A great, great victory, man. You know, I know I showed my full arsenal as a boxer. You know, like every fight I knocked people out with one or two punches. So they wanted to see a little longer. They saw it, man. This is at 186. It's going to be another one-punch knockout. So that's just, I got two styles, but I choose one. But this was, you know, listen, the guy was 180 and 0. I mean, who the fuck, it didn't cross anyone's mind that I would beat a heavyweight who's 180 and 0 that easily, man. You're fighting his fight, too. Because you could tell he's a boxer, a master boxer. He was gun-shy, but he threw two haymakers at me in the end. Well, what are your thoughts on my victory that took place on Thursday?
Well, I know I watched it, and I was kind of disappointed in the action early on because you kept telling him, come on, fire something. The guy was gun-shy. The guy was scared. He didn't want to throw anything. Yeah. And finally, when you teed off on him, that's when he started to throw something back, but he just couldn't handle it. He just couldn't handle the power, bro.
Well, I landed jabs, but that left hook, you saw that left hook I hit him with when we got in the pocket, and then I cracked him with like a really fast left hook in the forehead. You seen that one?
Yeah.
128 of the video. I hit him with a left hook, like a finesse hook, more or less. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some shit a lot better than Floyd Mayweather or Ali. Those clowns can't box like that. And the Kung Fu knockout, what do you thought, man? That was the best one.
The one where the guy went flying around the corner.
That was
funny shit.
That was, man, everybody says.
That was like some Superman shit, you know, like a Popeye cartoon and shit. Never seen anything like that, not since the days of Tyson and shit.
Bro, everybody says that fucking knockout was my best. I mean, I had a lot of good ones, but, you know, when I put the Marine down, but this one was it was good. No, yeah, I mean, and then the fight after that, Troy, the fucking undefeated boxer, damn it. The last three boxers that I beat were all undefeated, and I beat them all. Now, what does that make BoxRec and all these clowns look like that denied my record? Okay, if my record wasn't real, how in the fuck am I beating undefeated fighters? You know what I'm saying? Of course it's real. You know, I mean, everything's real. The power, the speed, the legacy, the record. Charlie Z, as real as it gets, motherfuckers. 15 shots.
So Charlie, how did that fight come about, this last win? How'd you arrange it?
Listen, it was hectic to even find a fight. I didn't even think I was going to find a fighter of that caliber with 180 amateur wins, you know, heavyweight too, 6'4" height. It took me 9 hours. I went to the three different locations. I see a lot of the gyms, well, everybody's seeing, that's why when I'm going to Europe to see my girlfriend, I told you earlier, over there, it's going to be a lot easier to get fights because I'm not as known over there. Yeah, people know me. I've sold some shirts to like, England, but, you know, I'm not going to say exactly where I'm going to Europe, but it's going to be a lot easier to get fights there. Like, in Ukraine, when I went to Ukraine when I was married with my ex-wife that I had divorced already, I would fight there every goddamn fucking, every week. Basically every week. I'll score wins there. Beating, like, legit fucking Sambo motherfuckers, martial artists, boxers, everybody. Yeah, and in L.A., it's done, man. I beat everybody. It's a perfect farewell victory, you know. Beating a 180-0 fighter, giving him his first loss. And feels surreal right now, man. 185-0. That's what it is. Yeah, I had to wait 9 hours. Everybody was backing out. Everybody. It was crazy. I mean, that's how dedicated I am to the sport, is that, you know, I just, until I get what I want, I ain't giving up. And when I beat Troy, I had to go to the gym. Troy, the cruiserweight, 3-0, big black guy. You seen that one, right?
Yeah, I believe I did.
I two pieces.
I mean, you're cranking out so many fights, it's hard for me to keep up half the time. So.
Yeah, well, that's why I got a website. I put 12 of my best wins. I mean, I'd have to put an extra page for all the wins. But, yeah, that was a nice website. Much more legit than those New York fucking jokers that they, you know, the ones that are selling my goat shirts on Zazzle.com, and I try to sue them and all that shit, you know. It looks a lot more legit. And a lot more legit than that box fight crap. Yeah, the whole beef with box fight is just they screwed me over financially, and that's it. They admitted themselves their money game. And yeah, like the last guy that I beat, I'm telling you, man, the hooks he threw at me, I dodged them. But if he threw that shit at Deontay would get knocked the fuck out. Wilder has no chance. I've been in the ring with Wilder.
Win number 185.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, let's address the haters a bit, Charlie. Let's address
man,
the haters a little
on,
bit.
Bro,
you got this
dude,
you got this faggot, you know,
man.
Troll TV, you know, saying
Rick Robinson,
that.
Troll TV, that guy's sick in the head, man. That kid is,
you know,
that kid is not
they're
right
all
up.
Saying if you Google your opponent's name on the internet, you can't find
okay,
him anywhere, or
you
had
you
to
Google,
have made him up or some shit. So,
it
so what do you
matter,
got to say
you,
to that? What do you got
to
say
What do
to
I have
that?
To say to that?
Yeah.
Look at him fight. He was gunshot, but it's obvious the motherfucker, his movement, his defense, and then his haymakers in the end prove that he has power. Look at Anthony Thompson. They same thing with Anthony Thompson. You could tell by the way they fight that they're world-class fighters. And I done said, under the radar, guys, they're hard to find, but when you see them fight against me, you can, even though they're losing, they're holding their own, and you can see when they're holding their own, you can see that they're world-class fighters. Fair enough?
Definitely. Definitely. That's a good answer.
And with Jules Zavala. Jules Zavala, for example. Listen, the guy, his name is Lee Samoan. The 180-0, he would fucking destroy Jules Zavala. Jules Zavala's a signed UFC fighter. All his fights were on television. You remember how I beat his ass, right, in 2014?
Oh, yeah.
The big Mexican, tatted up Mexican, bald Mexican, that was a cocky-ass motherfucker that was swinging for the fences. And no, he wasn't gunshot. That dude was swinging and hitting air, man, and I hit him in the body. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
They all Googled him, and they all found him. And what was the result? There were, exactly. Charlie's a victory. Wilder smashed him in the ring. So let him box me now. Ain't no ropes holding him up. He ain't scoring no fluke knockdowns. He's going to sleep. That's it. Just like the kung fu guy, he'd get knocked the fuck out right away. As soon as me and him would get in there, I would rush him just like I did in 2014, and then this time he would drop. I'd make sure he would drop until he would be on the floor saying, "This is it. I'm done." That's an out. And I wouldn't hit him if he would be on the ground. I'm not gonna DQ myself like he did. And I was on a knee. I wasn't even hurt. I was trying to get up. This motherfucker wasn't letting me get up because in the ring he felt the power. We exchanged hooks, and my left hook was way harder than his. That fight's pointless to talk about. The last guy beat would kill Wilder. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sambo Russian, another fighter that I beat in 2016, he would knock Wilder out. Like I said, these under-the-radar guys, they're better than Wilder, than Bitchko, and all them clowns. Anthony Joshua, another... Oh, yeah, well, since I'm going to see my girl in Europe, you know, if I can get a hold of this bum, I'll definitely put him to sleep. He ain't no 180 and no... Okay, it may have been amateur, but it doesn't matter. You think the last guy beat 180 and 0, you think, okay, he's basically a pro. He just stayed in the amateurs because the TV pros are fake. But then UBF, he entered right away, so. It's a real fighter. Pride and legacy over money. Endorsements are fine. I made money off, you know, like side money off shirts and all that shit, but. The haters are fucking psychotic. There's nothing to discuss about them. If I knocked out 10 people in one day and posted all 10 fights, they would say, you just sucker punched 10 guys. They would always find an excuse to everything. They're sick in the head. That's why I don't want to address them. I just want to talk real boxing. Hear what I'm saying?
Understandable.
Yeah.
But then again, you know it's these haters that follow you more than the fans, practically. So the way I look at it.
Because my fans are normal people. They have, like, you know.
You know.
Well,
I know
they
all
have
jobs and shit. They have real lives and shit, but still.
Yeah.
Well,
I have to promote my boxing, you know what I mean? But,
you know, it's kind of like Howard Stern. He had more haters than he had fans. So,
yeah,
really, they're making you famous. They're making you more and
entertainer.
More famous.
I'm a boxer, though. You know, it's two different things.
No, I know that, but it's the same principle in a way.
Yeah, and this one dude, and I done told you about him, when I beat Vasquez in Vegas, right? Remember the Killer Six?
Mm-hmm.
The inhuman Killer Six that I landed, proving that I'm ultimately the pound-for-pound king. You know, mecca of boxing, Charlie Z. He was promising me a lot of money, and, like, he had clothing lines and all that shit. I've been to his house, and he just, like, was all bark, you know? He kept talking about the contract. I'm like, dude, where's the contract? And he was from the mainstream, actually. And that's why he didn't deliver, and then that's it. Because he was too stingy and too cheap, and he didn't want to invest any of his money into me or into anybody for that matter, because he was, like I said, you know, that's why. You know, but I beat a lot of mainstream fighters, and I feel great about it. I beat a guy, Chris Beltor. He's 6'5". About 172 pounds. He was a skinny motherfucker. He was a light heavyweight, but he had a longer reach than Deontay Wilder, better fighter than Deontay Wilder. I went to his gym, the UFC gym. I beat the fuck out of this guy. He had his posse there, and they all deleted the video because he started saying that he's a TV fighter. And he's like, man, that was a draw. I'm like, if it's a draw, put it out on YouTube. It's not a fucking draw, motherfucker. You got your fucking ass beat. And then I smacked him right in the face with a hook. And then they told me to leave. Or else they'll call the cops or some shit. Felt great punching that fucking UFC punk. UFC Bellator, same shit. It's very unique that I'm not, like, a part of it, but yet I still managed to beat their ass. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Feels very unique to do it. And when I'm in Europe, the wins are going to continue piling up. I mean, maybe not right when I get there, because, come on, I got to spend quality time with my girl, you know what I mean? But then, yeah, it doesn't take me long to get a win, man. Couple punches, couple seconds, and they're on the ground or they're on the receiving end of something so hard they've never felt before that they quit right away. I put my whole life in the boxing, man, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going all the way. I actually wanted to retire when I scored 183 because it was such a great win that I thought, like, I wanted to, like, walk away on top. That's what a lot of people were telling me, but then I just changed my mind completely. I was score two more wins after that, after being this 180-0 boxer. That's just like it doesn't get any better than that. It's going to be hard to find a fighter with almost as many wins as me. So, but when I get to 200, yeah, I'll retire for like 4 months, maybe 4 or 5 months, and then just continue on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, after I remember that, the last time you and me talked, you said you wanted to fight on until you were, 38 or so?
Longer, 40s, mid-40s. I'm telling you, this power and speed that you see in the videos, in the fights, 4 days ago, and a few weeks ago, and a month ago, and every month, pretty much, I fight every month. The speed may a little bit get, I don't know, I mean, the power, it's staying, I'm telling you. I see motherfuckers at the gym that are not 1% the boxer that I am, and they're still in shape. They're like 45, some are even 50, and they're still like, I see them hitting the bag. These motherfuckers got power and everything. I'm like, wait a minute, these motherfuckers, if they can do it, then what can the GOAT do then? This is the beginning of my prime. But when it's all said and done, I'm going to wipe everyone out. It's going to be like at least 300-0, 400-0, if not more. Nobody knows. Only God knows exactly how many wins I'm going to have. But one thing I know for a fact is that nobody will ever beat me. Especially now I'm in my prime, the way I take it so serious. I train. I literally put everything into this shit. I don't train for every fight. I just rely on natural ability, but I trained for the last one, and yeah, you saw the result, man. I made Mayweather Jr. look like a fucking club fighter, man. Motherfucker doesn't know how to box. So, yeah. What about you, bro? What do you got to say to the people, to the fans of Charlie Z, to all boxing fans all around the world? Everybody listening, what do you got to say? You plan on any comebacks?
Oh, me? Nah. I ain't got nothing going on or anything like that. I just live.
Maybe you should get into managing fighters or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's always a possibility. Who knows? But I pretty much fell out of love with boxing and everything else, pretty much.
Well, like I said, I told you earlier, man, you got to deal with the right people. You've been dealing with the wrong people. And I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. So
yeah,
you got to deal with serious people, not delusional clowns, bro.
Yeah.
You got to deal with serious people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I just ain't interested in any of it really much anymore. So
it's kind of hard to hear you, Rufus. Can you, like, you're falling or something?
Nah, I'm sorry about that, but,
yeah, you gotta speak up a little bit. Maybe it's not you, maybe, I don't know, so try to speak up, or the phone volume, I don't know. Yeah, I hear it a little bit. It's not that you're not interested in it anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's cool. You're still a fan of the game?
I watch fights now and then. That's about it. But most of the people just bore me.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm trying. I'm definitely gonna get to that 200. Nobody's ever done it. I'm gonna do it. With these. Last year I won 72 fights. Yeah. But this year, opponents would start piling up like that. But see, because of last year, now it's harder. But see, this year is better, though. The fights are not as frequent, but they're, every time I do fight, it's better. Like the knockout, the Kung Fu, that was the best KO. The TKO against Troy, one of the best TKOs. Like, I had a lot of shutouts. But this last shutout versus the 180-0, that was the best points win of my career. It was tops Derek the Giant. That guy would fucking smash Derek the Giant. I think we can both agree on that. And guys, like, and another thing, you know how when I knocked out Mayweather Sr., all these clowns are saying, like, oh, you know, Sr.'s, he's old. All right, look, Anthony Thompson, world-class boxer in Las Vegas. He's 25 years old. The Kung Fu guy that I knocked out was the Kung Fu champion, should I say, that I knocked out. He was in his 30s. This guy was, like, a few years younger than me. He was, like, 25, 26. The 180-0 boxer. You know what I'm saying? He started at a very early age. I didn't have a single amateur fight in my life, and I beat his ass. And Boxrec takes all of these like world class amateurs very serious, you know. And I beat his ass. I exposed these clowns. I got shit to say now. I deserve a break.
Yeah. Anyone else on the switchboard and shit calling in?
No. There are some. It's a new radio. I had to, because I got a new computer and everything, and I just had a, the password of everything was gone. I had to, like, just restart everything, you know, just got a pound-for-pound radio, just, you know. Yeah, the listeners are going to be in. I stopped doing this shit, you know, for a while, but, you know. In 2 months, man, this is it, man. I'm going to Europe and start a new life over there, man.
Good, I'm glad for you.
What? Yeah, what?
I'm glad for you.
Thank you. Yeah, man, the ex-wife, it didn't work out. And everything that happens for the better, and it did. You know, the new girlfriend appreciates me a lot more. You know, no drama with her, thank God. And, you know, she's sexy as fuck, really, really beautiful. So that's what the champ deserves, because I won so many fights. I mean, definitely, yeah. Look forward to going there in June. I'm going to be there in June, so. These mainstream motherfuckers better watch out, man. They better keep their, watch their backs. Yeah, I actually want to score 186 when Fraudweather and McJoker have their little bullshit die fest. So, you know. I'll find another fucking top-level heavyweight boxer and I'll knock him the fuck out, and then that's what I plan to do. I want to knock Mayweather Jr. out, but he never wants to fight me. He's too small, man. Come on. If I'm beating heavyweights, like world-class heavyweight fighters, you know, the guys that would, the last guy would kill Mayweather. His voice too small. He's a clown. I'd make him 49-1 in a heartbeat, but he never wants to do it, despite me being his father. But once again, he's a fake boxer. I don't even want to talk about him. But yeah, let's see. Yeah, I think I'm going to cut the show because I got to talk to my girl, man. Thanks for calling in, bro. Thanks for the respect.
Definitely.
15 shy of 200, man. It's definitely going to happen, man. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Pound for Pound Radio, Charlie Zelenoff, 185-0, 150 knockouts on the dot, baby. Undefeated. Co-host Rufus from Ohio, thanks for calling in, man. Charlie Zelenoff, number one, pound for pound, man. Beat the fuck out of that 180-0 Samoan. Peace, man.